WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Siebertson. A social media leak of what's purported to be intelligence documents showing Israel's plan for a possible air attack on Iran is being investigated, says a senior U.S. defense official to ABC News. House Speaker Mike Johnson says there's an investigation underway. This as an Israeli Army reservist, Michael Ofer Ziv tells ABC News that the war and human suffering in Gaza will only lead to more violence.
What we are doing and what we have been doing in Gaza for the past year is deeply immoral, deeply wrong, and need to be stopped.
Russia says its military shot down more than 100 Ukrainian drones today over Russia's western region. 17 people were injured in a Ukrainian city after a Russian missile attack, say local officials. After at least 7 people were killed in a ferry dock collapse at Sapelo Island, Georgia, a state official says the gangway was inspected almost daily. This is ABC News. Until the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates, some more of this might not change much, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
The average 30-year mortgage rate is up again, rising to 6.44% last week, the highest in 2 months. Economists expect mortgage rates to stay near their current levels, at least for the rest of this year.
Among those inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night in Cleveland, one previously said she wouldn't have accepted for $1 million. Backstage, Cher told reporters what changed her mind.
I had kind of a love-hate relationship because it was like, I thought, what do I have to do, you know, to be inducted into this place? Like, really, what do you have to do to be part of it? And so then I was really proud to say, I don't want to be part of it, and don't get me in posthumously. I can say that I'm happy that I'm in.
Foreigner, Mary J. Blige, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne were among the inductees. Chuck Siebertson, ABC News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Great to have you along. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Visit one of the stores now at Sun Prairie, Monona, or Livingston Street in Madison, or order your pizza online, salvatorestomatopies.com. And by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room and try exclusive creations by their brewers and sampling of local snacks and live music. Get more details at carbon4.com. We got a big hour coming up for you. But first, let's dive into a double dip of new music from Sam Lyons. This is with Clay Lyons. Brand new song, and there's a great video on YouTube for this, too. It's called Dime a Dozen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You told me that you wanted me there, and I just didn't care how to keep your love. I celebrate the times that we had, but it makes me so mad that I freed my dove. Save me some time for. Some pills for my head. Keep
my will intact. I don't quite have the looks that I did, and I'm writing a wish that I'll make it back. Save me some time for your love. Only a dime in a dozen. So keep me in your thoughts and your prayers, 'cause I'm still
on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of Sam Lyons to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. That was Washico. Before that, a brand new song from Sam Lyons. That was Dime a Dozen. And Rocker, there is a great video up on YouTube right now for that particular song. Really well produced. I love it. It's pretty cool. Yeah, check it out.
And features his brother Clay.
Yes.
I believe on saxophone.
Yeah. No shows on the books for Sam. Hopefully he comes back. He's in L.A., I believe, right?
He moved out.
Yeah. Come back to Madison and have a chat, Sam. We'd love to see you again.
You can see his dad. His dad is playing in VO5 for Halloween. On Halloween.
That's awesome. Hope you're having an awesome evening. I suggested a backyard fire earlier with Max Inc. Radio cranked up. If you followed that advice, I hope it's going well.
I hear there's that's happening out in Mount Horeb.
Excellent. It's a fire for the trolls. That's paying the toll for the trolls.
That's right. Hey, Adam.
Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text from the Civic Media app. Still to come tonight, we've got we're going to talk about Joey's songs again. Joey's song and Freezing Man with Mike Gnome. And Sarah Carlson is also going to join him too. Looking forward to that conversation and find out what's going on with Freezing Man. Also live in the lair with Alex White and friends. Super excited. They're all set up. Sound check's complete. We're ready to rock at 9 o'clock tonight for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And then later, the Indy 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal and Rob Roberts. And After Hours, Rocker.
Jimmy, can music make a difference?
Yes.
Terry Barr introduces us to Green Bay-based musician Bob Balsley. And the 76-year-old has taught thousands to play guitar and shared his songs around the world. He was also recently honored with two sold-out shows at the Charlton Theater in Green Bay, tribute concerts celebrating Bob's life and music. Here's Terry with Bob's incredible story and why, for him, it's really about the music.
Riding hard in the saddle, hellhound snapping at my heels. Been 3 days since I shot him. Can't believe how good it feels. Left him lying in the desert. Left him bleeding near the sand. He won't cross the Rio Grande.
I am pleased to welcome to our show today Bob Balsley. I like to describe Bob as singer, songwriter, guitar player, guitar teacher, and overall amazing musician and man. Bob, thank you for joining me today.
It is my pleasure, dear.
We are listening to Across the Rio Grande. What can you tell us about this song?
This was written about my former wife. She had a stalker. Instead of, you know, actually doing anything about it, I wrote a song.
Why do you, and when I've seen you play, you always have kind of a grin on your face. What is it about music that gives you such joy?
It takes me away. Nothing else I can think about when I'm playing. It's just entirely takes over my being.
Do people understand that? Or do you hope when they're listening to you play, they feel that same way?
I think I can take them away for a while, yes.
You know, and we're talking right before Universal Music Day. It's kind of described as a day meant to bring peace and harmony to the world through music. Do you feel like that's another part of music, peace and harmony?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And community as well. Music ties us all together.
Tell me your backstory, if you will. How long have you been playing, and when did you start?
My mother was a choir director at a church, so I was singing from 2 years old. That's when I started really enjoying music, because I could do it.
Yeah.
And she showed me how, which was absolutely lovely. And then I started teaching guitar at about 11 years old.
Wait, teaching it.
Yes, I lived in Madison at the time, and my teacher didn't want to teach beginners. So after he had trained me some, he would give me all his beginner students.
That's incredible.
It was amazing to make that sort of easy money at 11, 12 years old.
You have traveled for music, and somehow you landed in Green Bay. Where have you gone? Have you had some favorite shows? And then what brought you to Green Bay?
My parents had a Door County cabin, which I spent summers at. I've been around the world twice. I've been to about 44 countries and given concerts, working for Gibson Guitar and Fender as well. They would have me demonstrate their products.
How did that feel to actually have these amazing people who are creating these guitars asking you to tell people about the guitars.
It's pretty amazing. They made me guitar to my specifications, which I still have, of course.
Oh, that's but, great.
It's been quite a life. I would say South Africa, Brazil, Thailand, all those places are amazing because they love guitar music.
Talk about universal music and the language.
It's just a whole language of its own.
Are you still playing as often as you can today?
I'm playing this very Thursday. I love doing it. I had a tribute show in Green Bay, and it included almost every professional good band, and they covered my songs. It was really extraordinary. And I knew all, these are my friends in different bands, or the teaching part for me was so important because I got to share things that I know with people that really appreciated learning it. And I wrote a couple of books about this too.
We're going to end this with the song In My Life. What is this about? Why did you write this?
I wrote it for all the people that have been good to me and listened to my music and played with me. In my life, I'm so glad that I knew you.
In my life, I'm so glad that I knew you and all the things you helped me through. In my life, in my life, I could never ask for more. Every time you open doors, in my life, and so it goes as time closes in the places we have been. I do it all again in my life. I never could have found the way, said the things I had to say, gotten through another day. I'm so happy that you'll stay in my life. And so it goes. Said the things I had to say, gotten through another day. I'm so happy that you'll stay in my life.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Going now.
Music from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Driveway Thrift Dwellers there, and King of Milwaukee. More on them in just a couple of minutes. I want to say thanks to Bob Bosley and Terry Barr for the awesome conversation. I'm jealous. I wish I could have said hi to Bob.
Yeah.
You know, great story and really cool music. Thank you so much there, Terry Barr and Bob Bosley. Jimmy K, rocker, hanging out with you on a Saturday night, original local music from Wisconsin. We've got Live in the Lair coming up with Alex White and the Friends. That's at 9 o'clock tonight. Stick around for that. Indy 45 at 10 and After Hours with Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock. And rocker, you got anything?
Driveway Thrift Dwellers, oh,
yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, they got the 7th annual celebration of Tom Petty at the Majestic Theater
here in Madison.
Friday, November 29th. And that is something I would love to go to, man. I love Tom Petty. And to see the Driveway Thrift Dwellers pay tribute to Tom Petty, that's a pretty cool show.
With Brett Newsky.
Yes.
Brett Newsky will be playing that night as well. And that's an all-ages show too, Jimmy. And that's the seventh one they've had of that at the Majestic here in Madison.
Is that
Tom Petty?
Tom Petty's birthday?
You know, I don't know the facts on that one. I would hate to get fact checked and it would be wrong, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, too bad we don't have a device sitting in front of us that we can just type a question and it will answer. We'll have to ask that AI person, you know.
Siri, is it Tom Petty's birthday?
Okay, so 844-967-2789. We're going to talk with Michael Gnome from the Joey song, Freezing Man. That's just around the corner. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass Now. Find them online at movetomadison.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hope your Saturday night is going well. Backyard fire. Maybe having a couple of beverages of your choice. It doesn't matter. As long as you're cranking Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Rocker, if you, you've been working hard on the podcast. Every single week, the podcast from this show is launched to the podcast universe for your easy download and entertainment, maxincradio.com.
That's right, Jimmy. And you can see all the archives of past Live in the Lairs of interviews are broken out so you can hear just the interview. Search a list easy at maxincradio.com. It's pretty cool. Hey, Jimmy, we've talked with Michael Gamal before, Joey Song. We talked about Freezing Man. We talked about the new way that the festival is going to be over multiple days in January coming up in 2025.
And we talked about spam.
And we talked about spam. We did.
Sure did.
But there's some new news. And right now, Michael Gamal of Joey Song, he is right here in the studio with us. Joey, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
I'm Mike. Joey was my son. It's been...
Oh, boy.
Take two.
Live radio.
Rocker, thank
Michael,
you.
Welcome back thank to you. Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, man.
Too many names here.
Yeah, it is.
And there's another name you brought. You brought your son.
My son, Sam, brought the talented one with me, the one that can actually do stuff.
So, how are you doing, Sam?
Hi, Sam.
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's great to see you.
It's good to see you.
Welcome to Civic Media.
Well, Michael, you found a Joey Song. And for our listeners who may not know, briefly, what is Joey Song and why did you start it?
So we started it. I'll go with that part first. We lost my son, Sam's brother, to epilepsy back in 2010. He had suffered from a rare form called Dravet syndrome. So we as a family decided there was something we needed to do. There was nothing we could do for Joe, but we could do something for the next family. Somewhere, somebody today was sitting in a neurologist's office and got a really bad diagnosis. And we want people to know that there's somebody out there fighting for them. So we use some of my connections from my ne'er-do-well past in the music business to put on a show here in Madison. And we raise money and try to give people hope.
That is awesome. And now it's growing into a weekend music festival.
Yep.
And you're using hashtag Freezing Man.
Yeah. So we've expanded it. The good news is... For anybody that's come, we have lots of great artists that join us. And every year people keep wanting to come back. The problem is the show was going longer and longer and longer.
Yeah.
We got a cease and desist letter from Bruce Springsteen that we were going so long that we were on his territory. So we expanded it and we're doing full band shows the week leading up to it. And then the kind of the big all-star jam that everybody's. And so we had to come up with a name for it other than the Joey Song benefit. So we took Burning Man, and since we're in Madison in January, we turned that into Freezing Man.
That is apropos. Well, you know, you were going to bring in a guest tonight.
I was.
Which was Sarah Carlson. She's the director of Epilepsy Foundation of Wisconsin.
Yep.
And you guys have a special announcement regarding the Epilepsy Foundation of Wisconsin and Freezing Man.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
So... Everybody knows about CPR and first aid. A lot of people know what to do if somebody stops breathing in front of you and all of those steps. We know what to do if somebody breaks their arm. A lot of people don't know what to do if somebody has a seizure in front of you, whether from epilepsy or any other cause. And so the Epilepsy Foundation has a seizure first aid training course. It's about 75 minutes. It's either online, in person, or you can do it with a live instructor so that you know how to recognize a seizure, you know what to do. It helps dismiss some of those old wives' tales, like stick a wallet in somebody's mouth, which is the opposite of what you're supposed to do. You can't swallow your tongue. You know, it shows you what to do and what to recognize. So we're working with Sarah and her team over there. And for everybody that gets their certification between now and December 21st or 2nd, I should have that memorized, and sends their certificate in. It's all on the Epilepsy Foundation website. Sends their certificate in. They'll get a free ticket to the Saturday show. So our goal is to have 500 new people in southeastern Wisconsin certified to know what to do if somebody has a seizure in front of them. And we figure if we can dangle a cool rock and roll show in front of them,
yeah,
and it makes people do it, then why not?
What a great cause, and what a great idea to add that to your preparedness in this world, you know?
Right.
Did you take the course?
I did.
What are some quick little signs and what you should do?
Well, so a lot of people think epilepsy, they think of how you kind of see it portrayed in the movies, right? All the shaking and people drop, which is absolutely one of the ways. But epilepsy is a spectrum disorder in both what causes it and how it manifests itself. There's something called an absence seizure, which is just somebody staring off, but they can't come back. And a lot of people say, oh, Jimmy's spacing out again.
Typical.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I thought that might have some reference for you. So, or there's lots of other ways where it can be just little shaking. So there's lots of different ways. So the course teaches you what to recognize on stuff that we may have, as a society, said, oh, it's just Jimmy spacing out, or, you know, rockers hung over again, or whatever it happened to my day. Again, I don't know if that's a thing. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah. Where did all the rocker whiskey go?
It was here a minute ago. And so it teaches you what to recognize, what to do, and then how to be a calm presence for both the person having the seizure and everyone around in case people are panicking and all of those other things. So it walks you through all of those things.
Obviously, call 911, get help.
Absolutely.
Whatever you could do. But in the meantime, it sounds like, you know, really just observing and keeping calm yourself. And that's going to go a long way.
And recognizing what's really happening.
Right.
And keeping that person safe, right, so that they don't hurt themselves, especially if it is one of those that a lot of people refer to as grand mal or tonic-clonic seizures, where somebody is shaking and really has lost control. They could hurt themselves. So getting them in a place where they can be safe, and everybody will then calm down, and you can wait until help arrives.
So what's the action? Where do you go to sign up for this class? And what's that carrot you're hanging in front of people's face for doing so?
So where they want to go is epilepsywisconsin.org. And if you just put Epilepsy Wisconsin in your search engine, it'll get you there. There's a big button on there that says Joey's Song, and I think it says Seizure First Aid Training. If you click on that, it'll give you all of the details on what you need to do. But it's really simple. They have a self-guided course. You just click on that. At the end of it, you get your certificate. They have live courses online where there's actually an instructor that you can do it, or the Epilepsy Foundation will come out to your office or your business or anything like that and do it. Our goal is to get as many people certified as we can. Once you get that certificate, send it to tickets@joeysong.org. And again, all that's on the website. And within a day, we'll send you a link and you'll have your free ticket to the Saturday show, which includes the Goo Goo Dolls and the Bangles and the Go-Go's and Portugal the Man and Garbage and Cheap Trick and all those amazing
things. How long does it actually take to get your certification?
75 minutes to 90 minutes, depending on, you know.
Get certified, go have lunch, celebrate.
Yep. That's about it. And get a ticket and go see some rock and roll.
Now, how did you guys hook up with the Epilepsy Foundation in Wisconsin and Sarah Carlson?
Well, I had been actually part of the Epilepsy Foundation a few years ago.
Okay.
And so this has always kind of been in the back of my head as something to do. And I knew they had this training. And to me, having, as we kind of look out over Madison and kind of count all the people, if we knew that all those people outside of this window knew what to do, that seemed to me to be a pretty worthwhile thing. But the other thing real quick is what we do tends to be very ethereal. Oh, we're doing epilepsy research in maybe 10 years. This is something that makes a difference tomorrow, right? Yeah. You know, the day after the show is over, you know, we'll be able to say there's 500 people now that know what to do that didn't. If we hadn't been doing this. So that's a very, and a lot of sponsors and donors want something a little bit more concrete. So we hope to do more with the Epilepsy Foundation. There's other things they do with kids camp and adult retreats and art therapy. And there's lots of other ways we can do that. And this is kind of our first dance together.
Michael, it's great to see you again. Yep. Sam, what's new with you? What are you doing these days?
Well, right now I'm at Beloit College. I study music right now, and I'm taking a fifth year right now, which means I get to focus even more time on music and not so much like the required studies to actually graduate. So,
what instrument do you play?
So I play guitar. I sing. I'm learning piano, and then also I'm learning drums right now.
He's one of those annoying people that can pick up an instrument and give him time and he figures it out.
So. What's your focus in music? Like, are you thinking more about teaching or performing or playing? What's your mode?
Yeah, well, Right now, I really don't know. Right now, I'm kind of just having my foot in the door, trying to see if I like performing more, if I even like teaching, because I've taught little kids how to play guitar before. But right now, it's just trying to figure everything out. And after this year is when I'm going to try to answer some of those questions.
What kind of music you like? What's your jam?
I'm really into like jam music, so like Grateful Dead, or now they're known as Dead and Company.
Yeah.
And then I also really like groovy kind of music, there's this band called The Parcels that's a really fun band that's from Berlin. So just kind of stuff like that.
You know, you're nice. Young, obviously, Beloit College. How did you stumble across the Grateful Dead?
Yeah. So. It was actually John Mayer. John Mayer is my absolute favorite artist. And I just went for him because my dad was like, yeah, we have a couple of tickets. You should, you know, we should at least check it out. And I ended up going, and it ended up just being an absolutely fantastic time. And I just discovered them, and it's also the crowd, too, that really speaks to you, too, that they just don't care how crazy they look or how they look or how they dance, all that stuff. So it's all that, it's that atmosphere as well.
The cool thing about the Grateful Dead and jam bands in general, it really gives you a lot of room to improvise and do your own thing and be your own thing on stage there. That's great. Congratulations to you.
You know,
Jimmy,
thank you
so much.
The real answer to the question of how to get into the Grateful Dead is good parenting.
Right.
That's how we got it.
Mike, you get a thumbs up, man. I know nothing about that topic, so I'm going to take your word for it, you know?
You know, that's funny because I first saw the Grateful Dead at Alpine Valley in 1982.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how I got my tickets? My mom knew somebody at the radio station. She got me tickets. You just made me remember that.
Yeah, and it led to this life that you're on now.
Oh, well, yeah, there was more than that, but okay, yeah, that'll work.
Just trying to keep it family-oriented here, Rocker.
We're trying.
Oriented, man.
Hey, we got to go. Thank you so much, Mike, for helping us spread the word.
EpilepsyWisconsin.org.
Joey Songs, search for that, too. Get the information. Freezy Man coming this winter. Get some blankets jammed into the Jimmies on Max Inc. Radio.
Words can cut so deep, leave a scar no one can see. And if gone unnoticed, it will make our heart forever bleed. Actions speak loudest, I know. There's only one place to go.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, words, and action. The Jimmies there. Thanks to Mike for coming in today. Mike Gamal from Joey's Song, Freezing Man. Thanks to the Epilepsy Foundation of Wisconsin. Really cool thing to offer the training, the CPR for epilepsy. And you get a free ticket to Freezy Man show coming up in January, Rocker. Really cool.
That is going to be really cool because, I mean, they have so many. He was just telling me some of the artists that are going to be lined up for that. He had a whole list of people. The Nielsen Trust, the guys from Cheap Trick, the Bangles. I mean,
it will rock. Mike has contacts and people are coming in. They want to play these festivals for him and because it's just such a great cause. And we appreciate that here at Madison because we get a great show and we can help out as well. Jimmy K and Rocker, we got Live in the Lair coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Live in the Lair with Alex White and the Friends. Rocker, there's one thing I miss. I miss Max Inc. Heavy. The hard rock, punk, and metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've often, let's do some hour. But, you know, I know some people are kind of turned off by that, and that's cool. We got to get the heavy going again somehow. But anyway, I do want to play a couple songs because we got some brand new music here.
Yes, we do.
From a couple of really cool bands. In just a couple of minutes, I want to play a band, Sweet Talk. I've not heard these guys yet. Do you know anything about these guys?
They're kind of a power trio from Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have a couple shows coming up, one in Madison and one in Milwaukee.
And I absolutely love power trios, so I'm really excited to hear this song. Before that song, though, we're going to hear a Madison band that I'm kind of fond of, Abaddon's End. They have a new song out. It's called The Harlot, and here it is right now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You want a party, baby?
I can tell you have done these things.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music that's sweet talk and reads like fiction. They're going to be playing at Mickey's on November 1st. Live in a Lair coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, brand new music from Where Is the Key and his Impromptu Heavy. They're playing at in Brooklyn tonight. And then Halloween, they'll be at the Rigby. Here's their brand new song, Idol. Where Is the Key on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Everything I own. Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.